Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, March 14th. We're talking about the newly passed bill that could ban TikTok in the U.S. and what needs to happen next. Also, a surprise ruling in former President Trump's criminal case out of Georgia, as another big question hanging over the case is set to be decided this week. Plus, we'll get into the details of the world's first artificial intelligence law, why a Grammy-winning musician decided to end his boycott of Spotify, and where to take advantage of deals and discounts this Pi Day. Those stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. American lawmakers on both sides of the aisle took a big step toward a potential nationwide TikTok ban. The U.S. House overwhelmingly passed a bill that would keep the popular video app off American app stores if its Chinese owner does not sell its stake. Now, as you know, lawmakers believe TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, could be forced to hand over American data to the Chinese government. There are also concerns about the Chinese government flooding Americans with misinformation. And President Biden says he wants to sign the bill into law. But the thing is, the Senate would also have to pass the bill first. And it's not clear if that's going to happen. For now, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer just says he's going to be consulting with committee chairs to figure out what comes next. In the meantime, TikTok and many of its 170 million American users are fighting back. In a video posted last night, TikTok CEO again said the company has invested to keep user data safe and the platform free of outside manipulation. And he told users, quote, "We will not stop fighting and advocating for you." Users have been flooding lawmakers' phones with calls demanding they drop the effort, so much so that some offices even shut their phones off. Dozens of influencers also rallied outside the Capitol yesterday. By the way, even if the Senate does pass this bill and it becomes law, TikTok would not go away immediately. For starters, ByteDance could be willing to sell, and there are American buyers who have already expressed interest. But also, the law would almost certainly be challenged in court. So, to be continued. Former President Trump got a bit of a win in Georgia this week. A judge dismissed a handful of charges in his election interference case, saying they were not specific enough. That said, most of the case is still intact. The charges that got thrown out, though, had to do with the allegations that he and some of his co-defendants illegally tried to influence Georgia elected officials to violate their oaths of office. But the judge decided to drop those counts since it wasn't clear what part of the oaths were violated. Trump and members of his inner circle are still accused of planning to block certification of the election, getting illegal access to voting machines, and more. And those charges are still moving forward. Another big question in this case is whether the lead prosecutor will be disqualified or not. She's accused of having a romantic relationship with her chief deputy, which defense attorneys say violated Georgia ethics laws and threatens the prosecution. The judge has said he hopes to rule by this week about her future in this case. Then perhaps a trial date can be set. Overall, the former president is now facing 88 charges over the four criminal investigations in Georgia, New York, Washington, D.C., and Florida. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, also known as ICE, is going to make more of its agents start wearing body cameras. 1,600 body cams are going out to officers in Baltimore, Philadelphia, Detroit, Washington, D.C., and Buffalo, New York. The ICE director says he's hoping it will help to build public trust. He actually wants to expand the program to even more officers in more cities, but says that cannot happen without more federal funding. In fact, ICE needs more funding anyway, since it's facing a $500 million budget gap. And NBC News cites sources who say we'll have to start cutting key operations like detention and deportation of migrants by May if the funding does not come through. Lawmakers have just about one more week to negotiate a spending package. Well, this week marked exactly 4 years since COVID-19 was declared a pandemic and a national emergency in the U.S. Of course, since then, millions of people have died from the virus, 1.2 million just here in the U.S. But there have also been a lot of medical breakthroughs worth celebrating, like vaccines for nearly every age group, the development of antiviral drugs to treat those at risk for severe illness, and at-home tests that are now widely available. And because of all of that and a general herd immunity, COVID-19 is nowhere near as deadly as it once was. At its peak, nearly 26,000 Americans were dying of the virus every week. Now, it's more like 1,200 a week. And the world has mostly opened back up, with few restrictions. Still, there are some changes that seem to have stuck around. For example, remote work being far more common now, more socializing being done online instead of in person. And for some people, the effects of long COVID have stuck around. So many medical professionals say at this point, the next goal should be finding tests and treatments to help long COVID patients recover. We have much more news for you still ahead. But first, support for this episode comes from ZocDoc. Even when we do everything we can to take care of ourselves, sometimes we do need a little extra support to keep us healthy or help us recover. We all deserve a team of experts who care. And when it comes to our health, there is no compromise. Don't go back to that doctor who makes you feel bad or uncomfortable or doesn't listen to you or answer your questions or hasn't helped you make any progress on whatever needs medical attention. Instead, check out ZocDoc for more options. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. I find it to be really convenient to be able to search for exactly what I need using filters, the type of doctor I'm looking for, my exact insurance so I don't waste time calling around, and my location so I can get there easily. I check ZocDoc anytime I'm looking for a new doctor to support my most valuable asset, my health. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. European Union lawmakers passed a first-of-its-kind law meant to regulate artificial intelligence. It's expected to reshape how businesses and organizations in Europe use AI for everything from healthcare decisions to policing. For starters, it imposes some blanket bans on uses of the technology the EU calls unacceptable. For example, it outlaws any biometric-based tools to guess a person's race, political leanings, or sexual orientation. AI also won't be allowed to interpret the emotions of people in schools and workplaces, and it will not be able to predict a person's likelihood of committing future crimes. The new law also requires so-called deepfakes to be clearly labeled. Deepfakes can be any kind of deceptive video, audio, or images that could deceive people into thinking they're real. The law is set to take effect bit by bit over the next 2 years. Here in the U.S., Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said last year that he was putting AI at the top of his agenda. So far, though, there hasn't been much progress to get a bill passed in Congress in the U.S. But some legal professionals expect the new EU regulation to pave the path for other countries, like the U.S., to follow. The biggest, most powerful rocket ever built is set to launch today for its third test flight. SpaceX is set to launch the rocket called Starship from its Texas campus. It's nearly 400 feet tall, about 90 feet taller than the Statue of Liberty, including its pedestal. SpaceX is hoping to build on the last couple of flights. They both flew for a few minutes and achieved some milestones before ultimately exploding. This time, SpaceX wants to demonstrate new capabilities like opening and closing the door, transferring fuel during the flight, and splashing down in the Indian Ocean. The company will live stream the launch on its website starting at 8 a.m. Eastern. If you're interested, we've included a link in today's episode notes. Nearly 1,000 Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores are going to be shutting their doors. The Family Dollar brand is now owned by Dollar Tree. And this week, the company said it reviewed all of its stores and decided to close the ones that are not performing well. It won't happen all at once, though. The stores will be closing as their leases come to an end. Dollar Tree CEO blames inflation and store theft for forcing his hand. Though he says the company still has a bright future as it expands its product offerings and charges prices higher than a dollar. Dollar Tree now also has $3 and $5 items for sale. A UFC legend is now in critical condition with injuries he got while saving his parents from a house fire. Mark Coleman, who was the first UFC heavyweight champion, carried both of his parents to safety. But during that heroic act, he suffered from smoke inhalation and had to be airlifted to the hospital. One of his fellow Hall of Famers and former competitors, Dan Severn, said he wasn't at all surprised to hear about Coleman's bravery, saying that's just the type of man Coleman is. Several other current MMA stars and wrestlers also shared their support on social media, as did his daughter, who wrote, quote, "He is and always will be a fighter." A folk rock star is finally ending his 2-year boycott of Spotify. You'll remember Neil Young withdrew his catalog to protest the spread of medical misinformation on popular Spotify podcasts like The Joe Rogan Experience. His move ended up inspiring some other artists like Joni Mitchell and India Arie to do the same. But Young changed his tune this week, saying he realized some of the same misinformation is now featured on Apple and Amazon, too, and that he can't leave all of them, since that would leave fans without much of a chance to stream his music at all. And with that, Young's songs like Harvest Moon and Like a Hurricane are available everywhere. Granted, he's still not happy about it, and Young is pushing for Spotify to improve sound quality so that, quote, people will be able to hear and feel all the music as we made it. Today is Pi Day. We're talking about pi, pi, the mathematical sign that represents the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. The most accurate value for pi is more than 62 trillion digits. But it's rounded to 3.14, which is why we celebrate every year on the date 314. It was first celebrated 35 years ago at San Francisco's Exploratorium. Today, that museum is hosting a parade. So celebrate today with deals on PIE pies, the sweet kind, pot pies, or pizza pies. There are deals being offered at places like 7-Eleven, Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Smoothie King, Gold Belly, and several other bakeries and pizza places around the country. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break. Taking care of your health can sometimes feel like a lot of work, but it doesn't have to. With AG1, I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from whole foods, and all it takes is one scoop mixed with water each day. It really simplifies what I need to do each morning to take care of myself. Now the thought of taking multiple supplements sounds exhausting. Instead, just one daily scoop of AG1 covers my nutrient gaps and supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle. I know when I drink it daily, I'm going to feel that extra boost, and I can tell the difference. I also really appreciate that every batch of AG1 has gone through a rigorous testing process, so you know it's safe. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them now for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. And they have a great deal for our listeners. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Go check it out. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Americans have found new ways to make the wild housing market a little more manageable. And one of those ways is buying a home with a friend. It's a trend many people call houses before spouses. JW Surety Bonds did a recent survey that found about 15% of Americans have gone in on a home with someone other than a romantic partner. And nearly half of those surveyed said they'd at least consider it. People who have chosen this route say there's a few reasons it made sense for them. One, they've delayed getting married and having kids. Two, there's a sense of community you get living with someone else. And three, probably the most important one, splitting the bill is the only way they can comfortably afford to buy a house right now, with home prices hovering around all-time highs. That said, there are potential financial risks to consider if you want to buy a home with a non-spouse. Rocket Mortgage points out that if one person has a bad credit score, that could hurt the mortgage terms. Also, if one person fails to pay their part of the mortgage payments, that will hurt both people's credit scores. So just make sure you really trust who you're buying with and be willing to openly talk about finances. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We will catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.